Imagine a meeting where everyone is checking their phones until the leader says, "Let me tell you a story." Suddenly, all eyes look up, all devices go down. This simple shift represents the profound difference between forgettable communication and leadership that inspires action. The world's most successful organizations, Microsoft, Nike, 3M, Disney, Procter & Gamble, have rediscovered what humans have known for millennia. Stories are our most powerful tool for connection and persuasion. Many have even designated corporate storytellers and replaced bullet points with strategic narratives. Why? Because while experience might be the best teacher, a compelling story comes in a close second and is infinitely more scalable. Three bricklayers were asked about their work. The first grumbled, "I'm laying bricks." The second explained he was building a wall. The third, though performing identical work, enthusiastically replied, "I am building the greatest cathedral the world has ever known." When an argument arose about a misplaced brick, this third man quickly resolved it, noting it wouldn't matter in the finished structure. This tale shows how understanding larger purpose transforms both satisfaction and leadership. Vision stories connect daily tasks to meaningful outcomes. When Paul Smith led a struggling P&G team, he shared a day-in-the-life story depicting a team member successfully using new tools 2 years later. The first response was immediate. "Wow, I want that to be my story. I'm in." For seemingly impossible visions, stories demonstrate possibility, like Nokia's evolution from a Finnish paper mill to a global communications giant, showing that strategic expansion beyond current boundaries is achievable. Unlike politics with its clear goals and high commitment, business often lacks urgency. After earning his political science degree, Ben LaRocco worked 5 campaign jobs in 4 years, experiencing the brutal reality of campaign seasons, long days, no social life, and constant self-motivation. In one early campaign, Ben's candidate lost by just 22 votes out of 34,000. This transformed his approach. He began posting daily goals, specific call numbers, fundraising targets, and doors to knock on. Every morning he asked, "What will I do today better than my competition?" And every night, "Did I win or lose today?" This political campaign mentality translates powerfully to business. When financial advisor Toby Burkett sought coaching at Merrill Lynch, his mentor set an ambitious goal of 50% revenue increase with a point system for client-winning activities. When another advisor joined, it became a competition to reach 2,500 points first. This shifted their focus from meeting minimum targets to outscoring each other daily. Toby's production rose 47% by year-end and 76% the following year. What could your team accomplish with this level of focused commitment? Making recommendations stick requires engagement beyond traditional presentations. When Alltel CEO Scott Ford met with private equity firms after they purchased his company, he used just 2 slides, a tightrope walker crossing Niagara Falls, illustrating the balance between customer service and financial returns, and a man hailing a yellow cab, representing the rare convergence needed for a profitable sale. A year later, when Verizon offered $28.1 billion for the company, an executive immediately recognized, "This is the yellow cab, isn't it, Scott?" The metaphor had perfectly prepared them to recognize the opportunity. Similarly, when presenting P&G's diaper business strategy, Paul Smith took leadership on a discovery journey. He showed data revealing that for 21 years, sales volume and profits were perfectly correlated until 1983, when the correlation disappeared. When he asked what happened that year, someone correctly identified that the disposable diaper market had reached full penetration. By letting the audience discover this insight themselves, Smith's conclusions became theirs, creating powerful mental markers and transforming his ideas into their ideas. Exceptional customer service stories define success and inspire employees, but only if properly captured and shared. As a Pizza Hut cook in the 1980s, Sterling Price made a special meatball sandwich for a customer whose sick husband had lost his appetite. When she called the next day, she revealed it had been his last meal before passing away. Despite being heartwarming, this story never spread beyond immediate coworkers because nobody recorded it. Contrast this with Ray Brooks' experience at National Car Rental. When Ray couldn't rent a car due to an expired license, National's manager offered to drive him to appointments and the DMV. Finding the DMV closed, agents drove Ray to his hotel for free, arranged taxis, and later took him to renew his license. The difference between these equally impressive stories? National documented the experience, transforming it into a teaching tool. Today's leaders should create systems for customers to share experiences, stories that both market your business and show staff what's expected, creating a virtuous cycle of exceptional service. Abraham Lincoln's story exemplifies persistence through failure. From losing his mother at 9 to facing business bankruptcy at 24, suffering a nervous breakdown, and losing multiple political races, Lincoln experienced constant setbacks. Yet at 51, after a lifetime of disappointments, he became the 16th president of the United States. Pringles demonstrates similar perseverance. After initial success in 1971, sales plummeted 60% over 4 years. P&G executives demanded improvement within 5 years or threatened to sell the brand. Through consumer research, product improvements, new advertising, and cost reductions, they reversed the decline. By 1982, sales began growing again, reaching 10 million cases by 1989 and over 50 million by the late 1990s. The lesson? Don't stop. When the Almond Board of California faced crisis in 1993 after a court ruled their mandatory membership model unconstitutional, their leader rebuilt his team with unwavering confidence. His persistence paid off with a favorable Supreme Court ruling in 1997. With plans already developed, they immediately implemented their marketing strategy, and California almond sales tripled from 367 million pounds to 1.1 billion pounds between 1995 to 2002. The biggest barrier to storytelling is not having stories to tell. Collect stories from three sources: your own experiences, events you witness, and stories from others. Mine your successes, failures, moments of inspiration, and learning experiences. When observing potential stories, look for unexpected lessons or unusual teaching moments. Companies rarely preserve their richest source of wisdom, stories. Without documentation, important narratives get reduced to ineffective bullet points that lose their impact. Write down and save your stories. Storytelling belongs wherever leadership happens, in meetings, hallway conversations, speeches, one-on-one discussions, emails, and presentations. Many leaders create dedicated storytelling opportunities through bulletin boards, paychecks, displays, recordings, and factory TVs. You'll know your storytelling succeeds when stories spread virally and return to you in altered form. True storytellers develop what Maya Angelou called the agony of bearing an untold story, an uncontrollable urge to share a compelling narrative. Your leadership journey begins with, "Let me tell you a story." The question is, which stories will you tell and how will they transform your leadership? Start collecting your stories today. They're the most powerful leadership tool you'll ever possess.